just so you know, in case you didn't recognize that the prayers that were shared today and will be shared later were actually written by our Sunday school class. So just so you know, the kids wrote those themselves. What if you knew Jesus was going to be here in Pacific Beach or San Diego for a day or two? Would you like to go see him? Certainly would be an exciting time. I think crowds and crowds of people would come. It would probably even be hard to get close to him. I also think that it would be hard for Jesus to get off by himself if he needed to be alone for a while. That is the way it was when Jesus was living on earth. Wherever he went, people came by the hundreds, sometimes by the thousands. They wanted to see him, hear him, touch him, or be healed by him. Jesus needed to be alone sometimes to pray and think, or to just do nothing. It gave Jesus the strength and wisdom he needed to be able to heal, teach, and fill people's needs and receive God's help in doing it. We all need to be alone at times. I know I do. What about you? Do you like to be alone by yourself sometimes? Where do you go to find that time to be alone with God? There's a lot of examples where Jesus went off by himself. And as Zachary read, one of the times was right after Jesus was baptized. Went off in the wilderness, spent time with God in prayer. And he did all that before he ever even started his ministry. Jesus went off and spent that 40 days, like, collecting himself, getting his thoughts straight, spending time with God. Then he came back and called the disciples and started ministering to people. But that was true of after the Sermon on the Mount, after he preached and preached, whatever. Then he went off with the disciples in a boat and spent time alone with the disciples. And also, like, the most important time of being off by himself, I think, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. After the time of the Last Supper, then he went off and spent that time alone in prayer before fulfilling the rest of the prophecy that was set forth. So Jesus knew and taught us the value of going off to spend time with God. And as in the opening responsive reading was based on Psalm 121. And sometimes, you know, I forget to focus that. And sometimes that psalm helps because it basically says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from God, the Creator, maker of heaven and earth. And one of the places that I go to spend time and reflect and that I spend alone time with God is actually the mountains. Obviously, Camp Cedar Glen is one of my favorite spots for any of you that know that how involved I am in camping. But a lot of people wonder, because I'm in charge of camp when I go there, and, you know, I dean camp for 50 little kids or whatever, and people wonder how I find that time for myself. And somehow it works out and it happens. Sometimes it might be 2 o'clock in the morning when after I finally got everybody in bed and asleep. But God always seems to be able to find me, and I'm able to find God in those moments. And you'd be amazed at how much time you can find when you're up somewhere different. That's part of it, is I don't have dishes to wash. There's no For the phone, I actually have to, like, walk to the dining hall and make time to check the messages. I don't have people just being able to call me whenever they want. I have to actually go and during that time. Cell phone service is non-existent. We don't have internet service. So you'd be amazed at how much time that you can actually set aside when you don't have those interruptions or when you actually have to set aside the time to talk to the outside world. And sometimes being in nature just makes it easier to find God and makes God seem closer. And I'm going to tell you about an incident. And I'm not sure if it was the year when Kelly was helping me with camp or not. But one day I was going to do input that would be like this, giving the message for the kids. And all the kids were in the chapel waiting for me to get there. And they were singing their songs and actually being really, really well behaved. And I walked up to the chapel, and I looked over, and I saw this sunset. And I stopped, and I went to the chapel, and I made all the kids come out. And they were wondering what was going on, because usually if I make all the kids come out of the chapel, it's because they're not behaving in a way that I think is suitable for the chapel, and we come outside and try again. And so the kids were like, what is going on? What is going on? Why do we have to go out? And I'm like, just get out here. And they all walked out, and it was amazing, because even though they were grumbling and wondering what was going on, they walked outside, and they looked, and they stopped, and they fell silent, and they stared. They all saw exactly what I wanted them to see. They saw God's perfect, beautiful sunset. I made all the kids come, and I was amazed that 50 kids and a dozen or so teenagers and a few young adults could just stop and stand still for like 3 minutes and watch the sun go down. It's moments like that. And it's moments like that that I hope all of you have. It's moments like that I think change everybody's lives. So for me, I have Camp Cedar Glen. There's others that also share that place. I had a staff meeting yesterday for the elementary camp for this summer. And I asked them, as I was thinking about what I was going to say today, I was like, what makes camp a special place for you? And there were some words that came up that I'm not sure that I expected exactly, because one of the kids said it was a safe place. And, yeah, I'm really happy that it's a safe place, but she meant more than just a safe place in that. She felt safe to be herself and to communicate with others exactly who she is. And to me, that is totally a reflection of being in God's presence, that when you're in God's presence and truly in God's presence, that it is a safe place for you to be exactly who you are. So I hope that everybody has spaces like that in their life. And we're going to do something a little bit different. And I know we've done it sometimes during the time that we reflect with each other. But right now, I want you to turn to somebody. And if you're sitting with your partner or spouse, you might want to turn to somebody else, unless it's a story that they don't know. But take like 3 minutes to 5 minutes and share with somebody else a time where, or a place, or a routine that you have that helps you focus and get closer to God, whether it's something every day, something once a year, something that happened only once in your life, whatever. But I want you to share that with somebody else, because I think we all need to share our stories and get good ideas from each other. We're going to have a lovely picnic after, so if you were in the middle of a story, please continue it as you're getting your food and enjoying each other's company. But let's finish worship first. So please join me in an attitude of prayer. God, thank you for giving us special times and special places for us to see you in our lives and experience you. And please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.